written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raised in the world that's so cold, why so much hate, I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole, no food if you can't get your dope soul. Mama just died and it can't be.
That's right. You're back again to the Tony Sands Show. It is Wednesday, March 13th, 2013, in the 8 p.m. hour Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to the Tony Sands Show. We got a great show for you tonight lined up. The guests are going to be unbelievable. We're bringing on Danny Garcia, who's going to talk Miami Dolphins and their free agent frenzy. And it's been a free agent frenzy throughout the NFL. There's been a lot of signings going on throughout the NFL. We're talking Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to see how the Dallas Cowboys are doing with free agent frenzy. We're going to talk to Mr. Bibbs. And at the end of the hour, we're going to Peyton Manning country, the Denver Broncos, with our main man who's covered insider for the Denver Broncos. Vaughn Carter is going to talk Denver Broncos and one of their exciting acquisitions that they made today. I go from one great quarterback to another great quarterback. A guy like that, it's got to be blessed. You stay here on the Tony Sands Show, and we're going to let you know who that guy is. But our guests are the best in the business. That's why we're bringing them here on the Tony Sands Show, because they are the best in the business. You see, the Dolphins make a great splash in free agent frenzy. They want people to know in Miami Dolphin country that the Miami Dolphins are for real this year, and they are making a big move for that Super Bowl. You see, the state of Florida has cleared that money for them to rebuild their stadium to get a Super Bowl. So I guess they say, guess what? Well, if they're going to give us that money, we got to spend money to make money, and that's what they're doing in free agency. The Cowboys have not made a lot of moves in free agent market. You haven't heard those big splashes going on in Cowboy country because the Cowboys are so far over the cap that they got to clear money up to make moves. Cowboys seem like a team that they're going to the draft to make moves. The Denver Broncos, as I told you earlier, are making big moves in the free agent market. How big are they? You will find out from my main man, Vaughn Carter, as he talks Denver Broncos football. Peyton Manning, you can't continue to be being blessed the way you are being blessed, because you are truly, truly being blessed with the Denver Broncos. We're here on the Tony Sands Show. If you want to call in and charm in with me and some of my guests and talk free agent frenzy, or talk about high school football, talk about college football, you continue to call here on the Tony Sands Show, and that's line one at 530-413-9537, line one. Line two or three, 530-763-1595. Line four, 530-746-0341. That's line four. Or you can Skype us here at BBS Radio 2. That's right. I said it. Line one, 530-413-9537. Line two and three, 530-763-1594. Or line four, 530-746-0341 here on the Tony Sands Show. Those people that are listening to us in Canada, you can call us at 888-429-5471. And that's in Canada or the U.S. You can use our 800 line number, 888-429-5471. Guys, if you want to chime in on any topic that you have relating to sports or life, call here on the Tony Sands Show, and we're going to bring that to you. But let's talk a little high school football with the moves that are going on in one of the states that's known for football, and that is Florida. And there are some big moves going on in the state of Florida. I mean major moves when it comes to coaching changes. Coaching changes in the in college high school football. When you talk about Cooper City, you talk about Western, and you talk about the sudden move at Northeast High School. The sudden move at Northeast High School. Let's talk a little Cooper City first. Art Taylor abruptly leaves Cooper City after the success that he's taken that team to, and all of a sudden, Cooper City finds themselves a month out from spring ball looking for a coach. I'm hearing several names that may be attached to this job. Some people thought one coach had just resigned from Western. The coach had just resigned from Western, and they thought all of a sudden, okay, this is the move that Cooper City is going to make. They're going to go ahead and take the coach at that's resigned from Western High School. I got on the phone and I called my sources. And my sources told me, no, this guy is not going to Cooper City, but yet he's making a move to go to the college ranks. That's right. Instead of going to Cooper City, he's going to the college ranks of football. A lot of coaches want to make those moves. They want to jump. If you look at some of the coaches, you look at down at Miami Central, Coach Lockett made that move, and he decided he will leave Miami Central after taking Miami Central to two back-to-back state championships and head to South Florida becoming the running back coach. It is a coach at the college level. It is their dream. It is their goal to go on. A lot of coaches have that desire to move to the next level. And this young man did it. He made a drastic move to go to the college level, and now the coach here at Western, Coach West, decided, you know, I want to make that move. I got to go to the college ranks and continue the success that I have and that I want to continue my career. But now let's talk about Northeast a little bit. And as we get into this thing with Northeast, it surprised me when I heard, because I heard several rumors, and I, you know, myself tend to try to find out the truth on this topic. I got to find out what's going on when it comes down to the nitty gritty. I don't listen to the rumors because I have so many sources out there that they're going to give me the dead truth in all of it. And let me get the dirt before the media get it. And I am the media, but they give it to me as a friend. Northeast, I was hearing rumors that Darnell Bennett was fired from Northeast High School. And I kept hearing these rumors, and I say, you know what? I got to get on the phone, let my phone ring. I got to do what I do best, and that's find out the details of coaching moves. My phone constantly rings off the hook with breaking news. But to get back to Darnell, he wasn't fired. Darnell decided to step down because, you know, Darnell's name was mentioned in the move with the University of Miami. When the University of Miami lost their running back coach, he went to the Jacksonville Jaguars to become the running back coach at the Jacksonville Jaguars. It was two names that came up in high school football, and that was Coach Telly Lockett and Darnell Bennett that possibly could replace the running back coach and become the new running back coach at the Miami Hurricanes. But so happened that that didn't happen. They hired within. And all of a sudden now, when you hire within, that means something comes open from within. So we're still hearing Darnell's name being mentioned in that job. Possibly becomes player director of player operations for the University of Miami. We don't know how true that is. I'm quite sure within the next couple of weeks that would break. that will break, and we will bring it to you live here on the Tony Sands Show. If it's on a Wednesday, we're going to bring it to you live on the Tony Sands Show. So we got a line of guests that we want to bring on. You guys call us here if you want to talk high school football, you want to talk college football, you want to talk anything, you got anything that you want to talk about, you bring it up here on the Tony Sands Show, and we're going to make sure our guests get a mouthful. But back to Cooper City. The parents out there are wondering, because I'm hearing possibly the offensive coordinator from Nova is one of the guys that's also lined up for that job. I'm hearing a young man out of Oregon is lined up for that job. We don't know exactly who's going to get that job, but I'm quite sure within a little bit of time, that will break. That will break, and that story will come to your life, because Tony Sands, I'm going to bring it to you. So don't worry about that. I will get that to you soon as we get it. So don't worry about it, folks. Here on the Tony Sands Show, as I told you, if you want to call in and chime in with me or some of my guests, you can call us here at 530-763-1594. That's line 203. You can call us also on our line 4, 530-746-0341. That's line 1. You can Skype us at BBS Radio 2. That's at BBS Radio 2 on our 800 number 888-429-5471. 5471 888-429-5471. That's for all our guests that are throughout the nation and in Canada. You can call us here on the Tony Sands Show. We're going to go to a slight commercial break here, and then we're going to come back talking Miami Dolphin football. That's right, I said it. Miami Dolphin football. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're coming back with the Miami Dolphins and their big move, Mr. Wallace, $60 million man for the Miami Dolphins. So stay tuned. Stay with us as we talk more free agent frenzy on the Tony Sands Show. Thank you.
If you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now. If you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball. Yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope pole. No food if you can't get your dope sold. My uncle just died and it can't be. Tell me this, who made it? It's already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared. stress get thick, but I won't fold. Devil hoping that I switch, but I won't go. Riding in my whip, I'm lonely. On the side of the Lord, where I'm gon' be. Swerve, but I take back control. Home time, looking back at the popo. Shots smell blood in the blue sea. In the streets, they'll kill for a hoozy.
Already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepare for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepare for them suckers that be hating on me.
Straight to the top, that's for show. Two clocks, two texts, and a fofo. Equipped for the snakes and the phonies. Even keep a close eye on the homies. These words come from my soul. My story had to be told. Let you see what I see. And take you places I be. In my dreams I can fly. In the Lord I can fly. Now I'm just flying high. It's made to be the light. And I, in my dreams I can fly. Now I'm just flying high. In the Lord I can fly. It's made to be the light. It was and all that I did. Now I rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepare for the suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepare for the suckers that be hating on me.
And I.
I can tell you that Mike Wallace will be a Miami Dolphin. They have reached an agreement. He is currently taking his physical in South Florida. He has not yet signed the contract, but the two sides have absolutely reached an agreement for Wallace to join the Miami Dolphins.
So he leaves the black and gold, but one must assume gold will still be the precious metal of his choice.
Telling you right now, Rich.
What do you think? Can you begin to speculate, I guess, in that regard as to what the contract might look like?
Well, Rich is a very good word to use right there.
Yes.
Because we are talking about a very big contract. I want to make sure I confirm these numbers. But I can tell you this much, we are looking at around the $30 million range for guaranteed money. And we are looking at... We'll confirm the rest for you, but we're looking at some very big numbers for Mike Wallace.
All right, Jeff Darlington just reported moments ago.
As you heard that here on the Tony Sands Show, that was breaking news yesterday in the free agent frenzy for the Miami Dolphins. And the Miami Dolphins have made big splashes in the free agent frenzy of football. The new Miami Dolphins receiver Mike Wallace said in an interview with ESPN SportsCenter that he expects his new team, the Miami Dolphins, to compete from day one with the New England Patriots. He said it, the New England Patriots, he's expecting the Miami Dolphins to compete in the fullest degree from day one with the New England Patriots. Let's look at the numbers that the Miami Dolphins signed Mike Wallace to. Mike Wallace, as I told you, he was introduced to the media today after signing a 5-year deal. The deal is worth $60 million, folks. That's right, I said it, $60 million. Let's count it. That means if he can fulfill that deal, he won't have to work anymore. His kids won't have to work anymore, or his grandkids, if that $60 million is invested in the right way. And then you got to understand now, $30 million of that is guaranteed money. $30 million of that is guaranteed money. Guaranteed money in the utmost. It is great when you can say, wow, $30 million guaranteed money off a $60 million deal. But that's not only. He's not the only person that the Miami Dolphins made a big splash with. They went out and got, you got to understand now, they let go Carlos Dansby. They let go Carlos Dansby and Kevin Burnett. They let these guys go. I think they felt that these guys were expandable, because you don't let two guys go of the caliber of a Carlos Dansby and Kevin Burnett unless you understand that there's other guys that you can go after and make a big splash. You got to understand, on Wednesday, they also announced the addition of linebackers Danny Elbrick and Philip Wheeler. Danny signed a five-year deal worth $35 million, according to the Baltimore Suns. And that's right, he is a Super Bowl champion. Now, can he take that same mentality that the Baltimore Ravens had to win their Super Bowl? Can he take that and bring it to the Miami Dolphins and help with the leadership role for the Miami Dolphins? And then you got to understand, Philip Wheeler signed a $26 million deal for 5 years, and $13 million of that was guaranteed. Now, you understand, when you let go a guy like Carlos Dansby, a nine-year veteran, and you let go Burnett, who's an eight-year veteran, started side-by-side in every game in the past two seasons for the Miami Dolphins, that is a great loss. So you got to understand, as a general manager, when I make this move, I better be able to replace these guys with someone that's of the same caliber, if not better. Because that's a lot of money when you're talking about at the linebacker position. Some people saying they think that the Miami Dolphins overspent for that position. But if they felt that's how the market, and that was the market value for these young men, they had to do it. They had to pull the trigger. They're planning on making that move for the Miami Dolphins. They got to understand that the Miami Dolphins want to make big moves, and they got to make real big moves now. But as I told you earlier in the show, I'm bringing on a guy that is one of the top producers when it comes to radio here in the South Florida and knows a lot about the Miami Dolphins. He produced the Michael Irvin Show. He's produced the Sid Rosenberg Show. He worked with 560 WQAM. This guy is powerful, and he knows Miami Dolphin football. So without further ado, welcome to the Tony Sands Show, Mr. Danny G himself. What's up, Danny? What's going on, man?
Tuxedo Tony Sands. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great, man. You should have heard the intro that I had for you earlier, man. It was unbelievable. At the beginning of the show, I told people that I was having you on my show, man, and I told them who you are. Guys, you got to understand, this guy's the best in the business. I learned from this guy about the business of radio. I sat in the studio with him on a number of occasions, and we produced some heck of a high school segments. Now, I have me on the Tony Sands Show, and I'm delighted to have Danny. Danny, let's talk about free agent frenzy with the Miami Dolphins. You know a lot about the Miami Dolphins because you're on radio each and every day talking Miami Dolphin football. Do you think they overspent for a lot of guys, or you think that's what they had to do?
I think it's what they had to do, Tony. They had to make a splash. They had to sell season tickets. This is a team that has seen a 33% decline in season tickets over the last 2 years. Just talking to some of the people who have been lifelong Dolphin fans in this city, there's kind of been almost an apathy to the Miami Dolphins. Nobody really wants to believe in this team. Nobody can get behind it because of all the heartbreak that we've seen over the last 2 years. This is a team that has gone down and become fallen into 500, below 500 status. And it's not something we're used to down here. We were all used to the 70s Dolphins and Dan Marino. It's not something that people want to see. This is a big event town. We want to see flashy offense. We want to see big-time football played down here. And we haven't seen that for the better part of a decade. So there's a bit of an apathy, and the organization understood that. And going out and getting Mike Wallace was a huge, huge move to winning over the fan base here, Tony. I got to be honest with you. We need that flashy that flashy guy, that playmaker, the man who's got that swag. I know you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about that swag.
I know you know.
That guy that can go down the field, grab that 60-yard catch, catch the ball, stick it up in the air, and let you know that he did that, and he's going to do it again. We have lacked that down here for so long, and we've lacked a quarterback that can get the ball to him. Tannehill's got the arm. Now he's got the weapon. Did they overspend? I don't think so, just because of what he brings from a PR standpoint down here and the kind of offense that he can bring down here that we've lacked. That we've lacked since number 13 was down here, and he was throwing a Clayton, he was throwing a Duper, he was throwing a Fryer. We haven't seen that down here. Now we have a chance to see it, and I'm very excited, Tony.
Now you got to remember, Danny, about a year ago, everybody down here in South Florida was saying, "Fire Jeff Ireland, fire Jeff Ireland." What is the mood now to see Jeff Ireland make these moves? Are the same thing being said, or are people saying, "Okay, hey, Jeff is finally making the right decisions"?
People are starting to think Jeff Ireland is making the right decisions. The attitude has begun to turn because he's made it clear that he's seen a change in what the fans want down here, and he's kind of been forced to change his philosophy. Now, whether that's due to Coach Philbin or whether it's due to the fans, that's kind of up to debate. I personally think it has a lot to do with Coach Philbin. Take a look at some of the people that are no longer on this team, Tony, fans. You got Reggie Bush, Carlos Dansby, and Jake Long. These are not only three leaders, but if you recall, when we watched Hard Knocks last year, those three guys were the guys that came in, and they were the veteran. They were the veteran leadership committee, and they wanted to know about what happened when they cut Chad Johnson, and why weren't they informed, and things of that nature. And you can tell Joe Philbin was uncomfortable with that. It's no coincidence that those three guys are no longer going to be on the football team, that they're not out there hungry to re-sign a Jake Long. Jake Long's man still got a few years of great football left in him, I'll be honest with you. I think it's a little premature to write Jake Long's career off, but they're not really making the kind of effort you would think that they would for a guy they took with the number one overall pick in the draft just back in 2008. Carlos Dansby's a guy that was a leader on that defense. Reggie Bush was their only playmaker. Why not re-sign them? That's a clear sign that Joe Philbin does not want to deal with guys that are going to question his system, and I think that Jeff Ireland is kind of on board with that. I think any positive feeling we might have towards Jeff Ireland, it's really been akin to what Joe Philbin has been able to instill there. And just look at the moves that they're making. They want their system instilled in the Miami Dolphins. Look at Dansby and Burnett no longer being on this team. That's a symptom of the new defensive coordinator. He doesn't like what those linebackers bring to the table. He's looking for speedier guys, guys that are faster blitzers and not as strong in the run protection, but can cover and have a little more speed. That's what you get in Ellerby and Wheeler. More speed, a little bit more youth, not too much, but you get more speed. And I think that's what the defensive coordinator is looking like. So Ireland is doing a good job of listening to his coaches and rebuilding the core of his team around what they want versus what previous regimes were comfortable with what Ireland allowed to become to the team.
And when you act, when you say that, Ireland wants people to understand that, hey, this is my team. Because when you talk about teams, you talk about general managers, especially when you got a strong general manager. They pretty much runs the team. Like they said, how can I coach, but I let you shop for the groceries? But in this case, I think the Miami Dolphins have went to the right grocery store to get the produce that they need to be successful. And as Mike Wallace said, Gay, hey, made it clear on ESPN Sports Center, we are ready to compete with the New England Patriots from day one.
That attitude, Tony.
Day one.
I love the attitude. And that's the kind of attitude we've lacked down here. Now that we're going to come down here and we're going to do our job. Yeah, we all know that. We've been hearing that for a long time, but that hasn't come up with wins. You know what? Come up, have some swag, have some attitude, stand up, and declare this your division. I'm absolutely excited with what's going on down here. This is the first time in a bunch of years that I'm actually really excited coming into the season. I've got high expectations for the Miami Dolphins. I expect them to continue to be active in free agency. I expect Dustin Keller to be down here pretty soon. Probably going to get another offensive lineman. I think that the Dolphins are going to go ahead and attack defensive backs in the draft. Probably some other offensive linemen and wide receivers in the second and third round as well. I think this is going to be a good time. I'm really curious to see what Jeff Ireland is going to do in the draft, whether he's figured it out, because he's had some pretty atrocious drafts, Tony. I want to see that step up, but I love Mike Wallace's attitude. I love the swag. I love everything about the Miami Dolphins right now, and I'm on board. I'm on board. I'm giving Jeff Ireland one more chance, Tony. One more chance.
I hear the excitement in your voice, but before I let you go, now I'm finna put you out there on a limb. You said the expectations are high. Give me your prediction of what next season record should be. With all these acquisitions and all these expectations, give me what you think the outcome of the season would be. Do Miami Dolphins make it to the playoffs?
That's so tough, Tony. There's two different ways I see this scenario coming out. I got to be honest with you. If Ryan Tannehill is on point, I mean, if he's on point and ready to step up to the Andrew Lux, to the Robert Griffins and the Russell Wilsons and all the other quarterbacks within his draft class, then this Dolphin team can win 9 to 10 games and easily make the playoffs. I wouldn't surprise me one little bit. If Ryan Tannehill still kind of slugs around a little bit, has problems with the interception, this team is going to be another 8-8 team, you know. But it's not so much about the record for me, Tony, is if they can finish 8-8, they can finish 7-9. But if they're scoring over 20 points a game and the brand of football that I see is good and they're losing close games and they're not getting outscored and walked off the field in that manner, if it's not a boring brand of football, then I consider that season a success for the Miami Dolphins. It's not about wins and losses, Tony. It's about the brand of football you're going to see down here from now on. If this is an exciting brand of football and we finish somewhere around 500, I count that as a successful season with many more good seasons to come in the sun.
Hey, man. It was a pleasure having you here on the Tony Sands Show. You heard it from my main man, Danny G, as he tells you how the Miami Dolphin season gonna turn out. They're gonna be successful. They might be so exciting, Danny, that they may bring me. I may sit in the stands and watch a game. And I'm not a Miami Dolphin fan, but hey, I'm joining the wave that is starting to roll. Deez, thank you, man, for coming on the Tony Sands Show. I love to continue to bring you back because you are the man when it comes to South Florida radio.
Tony, always a pleasure, man. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And I got that seat next to you at Pro Player Stadium. Actually, I still call it Joe Robbie Stadium. I got a seat next to you at Joe Robbie Stadium just for you and me. We're going to have ourselves a beer. We're going to watch the Dolphin game.
Let's go, Miami Dolphins. That's my main man, Danny Garcia. Guys, let me tell you something. I'm going to let you hear the soundbite again because people in South Florida are excited about the Miami Dolphin football. So let's listen to the soundbite of when Mike Wallace signed with the Miami Dolphins, and then we're going to head to Dallas, Texas, to get Texas Insider, Mr. Bibbs.
Jeff Darlington, what can you tell us? I can tell you that Mike Wallace will be a Miami Dolphin. They have reached an agreement. He is currently taking his physical in South Florida. He has not yet signed the contract, but the two sides have absolutely reached an agreement for Wallace to join the Miami Dolphins.
So he leaves the black and gold, but one must assume gold will still be the precious metal of his choice.
I'm telling you right now, Rich.
What do you think? Can you begin to speculate, I guess, in that regard as to what the contract might look like?
Well, Rich is a very good word to use,
yes,
right there.
Yes.
Because we are talking about a very big contract. I want to make sure I confirm these numbers, but I can tell you this much. We are looking at around the $30 million range for guaranteed money, and we are looking at, we'll confirm the rest for you, but we're looking at some very big numbers for Mike Wallace.
All right, Jeff Darlington just reported moments ago.
And as you heard my main man Danny G talk about Miami Dolphin football. But now let's head to the Lone Star State, because I don't know if the Cowboys are making big moves in the NFC East enough to have them competing in the NFC East with the RG3s. Enough to win the NFCs. But without further ado, you heard Danny talk Miami. Let's go, Mr. Bibbs, as we talk Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys football. What's up, Mr. Bibbs? What's going on, man?
What's going on, Tony? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. We was talking Miami Dolphin football with my main man here in South Florida, Danny G, as he talked Miami free agency. You know, Miami Dolphins are making a big splash in the free agent market.
They done made a couple of big moves this year, I see.
They're trying to show
the NFL that they're for real over there in Miami.
You know, they got the money here in the state of Florida to build a new stadium. So now I guess they say, guess what? We got the money for the stadium. In order to get a Super Bowl, we must play now exciting football. We must play exciting football in order to get our fan base back in the stadium to let them know, hey, the Miami Dolphins are for real. But that's the Miami Dolphins. We talked with Danny about that. Let's talk Cowboys. What are some of the moves? What is the Cowboys doing? Because they've been very quiet in this free agent market.
I don't really think that they're being quiet. You know, they don't want to be quiet. They have to be quiet almost. They're so strapped when it comes to the salary cap issue right now. They really don't have the means or the funds to go out and try to sign some of these big time prospects or some of these put the best player available in the hole that they have right currently. So, you know, they only have about $177,000 worth of cap space right now, and I really don't think that's going to do much for you as far as free agency right now. They restructured a bunch of deals. I mean, several players, they restructured their contract to Marcus Ware. On down the line, Marcus Ware, Brandon Carr, Doug Free, Orlando Scandrick, and it's only, you know, they still only have $177,000 worth of cap space. So, obviously, they were doing something wrong in the past.
Go ahead.
No. I'm listening to you, Tyler.
Now, you guys losing, but you guys lose some guys, though, in the free agent market.
You lose John Phillips, tight end, to the San Diego Chargers. I think that was kind of a big loss because he came up with that we needed, you know, in a close ball game. And they haven't. They cut what Daryl Sensenbrough at the safety position, which you really have no safeties right now. Barry Church is coming off a Achilles injury, so you know we don't really know what you're going to have in the back end of the defense. And it's just, I really don't even know what to say right now, Tony. It's kind of a sad situation in Dallas as far as the fantasy goes.
Now, how are you guys going to compete when you talk about the NFC East and you want to keep up? Right now, when you talk NFC East football, a lot of people say you talk Washington Redskins with RG3.
Well, you talk Washington right now because, I mean, them coming off of an NFC championship. But before that, and before RG3 ever stepped foot into a Redskins stadium, we weren't talking Redskins football. Well, especially not down in Dallas.
But
I think the Cowboys still be able to compete. They're definitely going to have to fill a lot of those holes, those boys they have. They're looking at some second free agents. Let me go ahead and give you a couple of those names. There's been a little interest in D Tackle out of, he played for Chicago last year, Moby Okoye.
Correct.
He's pretty solid. He's not the most consistent defensive lineman, but he did play for Rob Marinelli in Chicago last season. So I think he could be a decent fit in the rotation as far as the defensive line is concerned. Yeah, so linebacker Chase Blackburn from the New York Giants has had some interest in him, you know, to fill that third linebacker void that they have right now, which they don't have a third linebacker within this 4-3 scheme. So he's been, you know, high on the radar as far as what they can afford right now. I also looking at some offensive linemen, Matt Slauson from New York Giants. I don't really know much about him. You know, I know that the New York Giants have a pretty solid run offensive line, so I assume that he's a pretty good run block. I'm not so sure about his pass blocking in general, but he's played a handful of games, and he's not very susceptible to injury. So I think he'll be a good pickup if they can, you know, get him over here for the price they can afford him for. And not to mention they also had, you know, a guy from the Buffalo Bills named Andy Levitre. I've actually had the opportunity to watch him play, and I did some research on the guy. He's a pretty durable offensive guard. You know, they don't win much in Buffalo, so, of course, we don't hear much about him.
Correct.
And he's offensive lineman. So, you know, I feel like any one of those players, if they can get a few of those players, they'll fill holes, but they won't do much. It won't do much as far as, you know, big plays or make maybe a Pro Bowl. I don't really think that'll go on, but they'll fill the void for right now until the Cowboys can get what they really need for what they need on a football team.
Now, in the NFC East, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles let go.
They seem to do a lot of free agent signing just about every year. Am I correct?
Yeah, but then they let go one of the, but they let go the top corner. They let go their top corner that they brought, Namdi Adesuwa. They brought him in 2 years ago and say, okay, we have the dream team. But within a year, all of a sudden, they drop. Nah. They say, guess what? Ah, we don't need you.
You know what? Namdi didn't play so well in Philadelphia. I really don't think Philly fits with the scheme for him. You know, he was more used to playing in Oakland. They ran a lot of press coverage. You could put your hands on the receivers and jam them, you know, and play man coverage. He played a lot of zone in Philadelphia, and that did not fit his scheme. You know, that didn't fit him as a corner. I don't believe that didn't suit his traits and his ability that he can, the way he plays on the football field. So I think it probably was better for him to leave or get cut, released from the Philadelphia Eagles, and he get an opportunity to go play for a team. So I wish he could come to Dallas. But, you know, I'd take him in Dallas. I'd give him a second chance in Dallas if I had the opportunity to. But, you know, with Brandon Carr and Claiborne on the corners, we don't really need too many corners right now. But you can never have too many corners, though, also.
Right. And people, when we say, you know, so many people say, well, describe what a cover corner, what a zone corner is. When I tell people that, cover corners are physical guys. They play man up in your face. They don't play off. When I look at a guy like, and I'm going to give you two comparison people. When you look at a guy like Deion Sanders, Deion was a man guy. He tell you quick, I get paid to play man football. That means I'm going to follow you everywhere. When I look at a guy like Asante Samuels, the reason why he got so many picks with the Philadelphia Eagles people, because he played a cover two scheme with the guy over the top. So he can take those chances to jump the underneath routes. He play off. I could jump the underneath routes and go pick six, because if I miss, I got a guy, my safety, that's over the top, a cover two type of corner. Asamoah was a physical guy. He was a tall guy. He's a guy that plays in your face. Yeah. He plays physical at the line of scrimmage. But, Bibbs, let's listen to... We're going to listen to a soundbite with the Philadelphia Eagles and Namdi Adesuwa. And I say, do this help the Cowboys, because they don't, receivers don't got to play up against this guy, or do it hurt the Philadelphia Eagles? Let's listen to the soundbite.
Namdi Adesuwa, no longer a Philadelphia Eagle. It never seemed like it was a good fit in what they tried to run defensively in Philadelphia. What do you think he can command on the market after two disappointing years for a guy who was a perennial All-Pro with the Raiders?
Well, first of all, when we talk about the market, Adam's talking about visits. This was a period of time where the agents had 4 days to try and do deals. They haven't done it. So that tells you that the market's going to be somewhat soft to begin with. We got people visiting instead of signing. In Namdi's case, he came from a press, man-to-man situation with the Raiders, a very loose discipline situation with the Raiders, went into a system that did not fit for him in Philadelphia.
And that's the same thing, Bibbs, that me and you talked about. It did not fit him, and I think it hurt him as a cornerback. It hurt him. Yeah. Does this help the Cowboys because they don't have to face him, but do you think he signs within the NFC East, or do he finds a team outside the division that fits what he likes to do, and he go there, sign there, make a whole lot of money, because he is one of the top corners that's been released, because there have been a lot of corners that have been released. And I wonder, do that hurt the corners in the draft? Because you got to understand, Revis is still out there. We don't know what the Jets are going to do with him. We're here in Tampa, but I think the Cowboys need help at the corner position. Do I see them picking up a Dante Hall? Do I see them picking up Namdi Adesuwa? I don't know. I'm trying to see, do they pick up this kind of guy?
If I was the general manager, say if I was Jerry, I would definitely have to evaluate the situation. You know, you have to sit down and see if this person, his way he plays football, talking about Namdi Adesuwa, D'Angelo Hall, you know, either one of those guys, see how would they, the way they play the game or where they play corner will fit within the Cowboys scheme. You know, the Cowboys transitioning over, you need to also make sure you have the players and the personnel that can fit within your what are you trying to do on the field each and every Sunday. So I definitely would look into it, you know, at 90 offs and whatnot, whether they can afford them.
That's the question.
And with so many, you know, like you said, so many defensive backs being released in recent days, you know, that means the price is going to go down. You know, the more of the product you have, then the more the price is going to drop. So maybe they can afford one of those corners, but I'm not sure. I know one guy that they have been speaking about, you know, LaRon Robinson got cut today from the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Correct.
He led the Cowboys 2 seasons ago with 11 touchdowns. So that's a possibility also, bringing him back to Dallas. You know, whether or not they can afford him or not is a different story. But that's also been some of the chatter we've been hearing going on around, you know, here in Dallas. Why not bring Robinson back, you know, with the connection that he has with Tony Romo?
That'll be a big plus for Tony Romo, because the pressure is on Tony Romo at this point in the game. It is a lot of pressure. Folks, if you want to chime in here on the Tony Sands Show and talk with either me or some of my guests, you can call us on the Tony Sands Show at 530-513-6472. That's 530-513-6472. You can call us online 4530-746-0341. Or line 2 and 3, 530-763-1591. Those that are in Canada and you want to chime in on the Tony Sands Show, you can call us at 888-429-5471. In the early hour, you heard my main man, Danny G, talk Miami Dolphin football. I have my main man, Mr. Bibbs, talking Dallas Cowboy football. And Bibbs are the best in the business. That's why they come here on the Tony Sands Show. AB, man, it was a pleasure to have you on. We're going to continue to talk throughout this offseason on the moves that's got to be made by the Dallas Cowboys in order for the Dallas Cowboys, folks, to compete
in
the NFC East. B, man, it was a pleasure to have you on the show. Man, I'm on my way to head to Denver. I got to talk to my main man, Mr. V.C., as we talk Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. You take it easy, man. Continue to bring us that news from Jerry Jones's palace. Folks, that's my main man, Mr. Bibbs, here on the Tony Sands Show. Let's head to Denver and talk Peyton Manning, because some great things just took place this day that will help the Denver Broncos. Welcome to the show, VC. What's going on, man?
I'm fantastic, Tony. How are you today?
Man, I'm beautiful. I'm going to tell you something, man. Earlier in the show, we've had on a great show today. I had my main man, one of the top radio talents here in South Florida, came on the Tony Sands Show and was talking Miami Dolphin football, talking Mike Wallace and the big moves that the Miami Dolphins are making. We just heard my main man, Bibbs, out of Dallas, talking Cowboy football. But guess what? We want to head to the Midwest, and let's talk some Denver Bronco football. And who other to talk Denver Bronco football than yourself, the one that goes deep within the Denver Broncos. Guys, you got to understand, one guy that we're going to talk about here on the Tony Sands Show, you go from a guy like Peyton. Yeah, I mean, you go from Tom Brady to Peyton Manning. Man, those are luxuries. Those are luxuries that a receiver love to have in his career. Let's talk about Rex Walker signing with the Denver Broncos, leaving the New England Patriots. How do you think that helps you guys in becoming an even better contender in the AFC?
Well, Tony, I'll tell you right now, the Denver Bronco fans around the country, the organization, everyone is ecstatic right now with the acquisition of Wes Welker. And you have to understand, too, that not only is Wes Welker a five-time Pro Bowler, a man that scored 37 touchdowns in the last 5 years, a man that's amassed over 7,000 receiving yards in 5 years. I mean, this is one of the top wide receivers. And let's not forget, Tony, this guy has led the NFL since the year of 2007 in catches. So, I mean, this guy is a major acquisition for the Denver Broncos. And John Elway, as a general manager, has done an excellent job by stealing Wes Welker away from the New England Patriots.
And it's sad to see. I guess they felt that they've acquired Amendola, and they feel, I guess, that Rex Walker is on the downside of his career, and they get a young guy like Amendola on the upside of his career. And, you know, New England have always been known for dumping their older players. But a guy like Rex Walker with a guy like Peyton Manning, I'm quite sure he has a serious, serious motivation to go back to New England someday, or New England comes to Denver and compete against the guys that told him that he can't play. Because when a team lets you go, in my eyes, a guy like Rex Walker that have helped you so much, I feel you're telling this man that he has nothing left in the tank, and guess what? You don't need him. But I'm quite sure Denver Broncos fans love
him. Let's not forget, I mean, Wes Welker has been to Tom Brady what Jerry Rice was to Joe Montana.
Exactly.
Mike Irvin was to Troy Aikman. I mean, he was his go-to guy all these years. Now for him to lose that guy, it's going to be a vital thing for the Patriots to be able to try to replace that. I don't know that they're going to actually be able to replace. And football fans need to understand one thing. Danny Amendola only has played 12 football games in the last
exactly.
two seasons. He's not a healthy wide receiver. He cannot consistently stay on the football field. Although when he's on the field, he looks good, but he can't stay consistent. Another thing we need to remember is that Tom Brady just now took a pay cut in order for Wes Welker to stay on the team.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't stay on the team. Now, what happens now is they go out and sign Danny Amendola for a $10 million deal over 5 years, basically, Tony. I mean, there's only $10 million guaranteed over the five-year contract. So basically, you know, they basically lost Wes Welker basically to $2 million because the Broncos were able to sign him for $6 million for two seasons. So in essence, they lost Wes Welker for $2 million.
Exactly. Exactly. When you know the numbers, and that's exactly what it is. You heard Vaughn break it down to the numbers. But I think this move, it was a greater move for Peyton Manning to get back to the Super Bowl. But let's talk some of your other free agency. Now, do Dumerville take a pay cut to stay with the Denver Broncos, or do the Denver Broncos release him? How you think that's going to turn out?
That's a great question there, Tony. You know, Elvis Dumerville, sack master, has been doing this thing for the last, you know, few seasons for the Denver Broncos. But Dumerville's play has fallen off a little bit, partially in part because he was injured due to a torn pectoral injury. But now let's not forget now, Elvis Dumerville has received $12 million each of the last two seasons. So Elvis Dumerville technically has received $24 million in a contract that general manager John Elway didn't sign. So right now, John Elway, the general manager now of the Denver Broncos, is telling Dumerville, you got to take a pay cut because your play is falling off. And on top of that, too, Tony, he's going to have to basically, you know, understand that the Broncos are trying to win a Super Bowl. And if he could play for $6 million, he can be on the team, basically.
Correct. Correct. Now, you got to sign a right guard from San Diego.
Yes.
How does that help
your
offensive line?
Yeah, Luis Vasquez is a steal, Tony. This guy's a steal.
You guys signed him for a four-year deal. Roughly, what, $13 million of his deal is guaranteed. Does that protect Peyton Manning the way that Peyton Manning needs to be protected?
Oh, that's a big-time acquisition right there. I mean, one of the biggest holes that the Broncos currently have right now, a glaring hole, was on the offensive line in terms of the right guard position. The entire offensive line is basically solidified. However, Chris Cooper, a longtime right guard for the Denver Broncos, has suffered several injuries, one of which was a dislocated knee. He's had some serious major injuries on the same knee. So Cooper, who's a hard, you know, we love him to death out in Denver, and the organization and the team loves him. He's a hardworking player. But at the same time, I mean, he suffered some devastating injuries. And it was time for basically the Broncos to solidify the position with not only a good player, but the guy that's a young player like Vasquez, who's only 25 years old.
Now, let's get into some of your other potential signees that you guys may look to bring in. You know, we have a minute, and my producer's telling me we have a minute and 20, so let's get through these. We have, what are some of your other acquisitions that you guys could possibly look to bring in for visits or possibly look to sign?
You know what, Tony? The John Elway's got an open door policy right now. He's got a lot of free agents coming through the door. I'd keep my eye on Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, a cornerback out of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Broncos have a need at the cornerback position. I could see him coming in. The Broncos just signed Terrence Knighting, who's got the nickname Pot Roast, the big over 300-pound defensive tackle. There's a lot of guys who are going to be coming through the door in the next few days in terms of that. Dwight Freeney, I expect to be coming through. Possibly get some mentions. I think Steven Jackson possibly could also still be coming through to possibly get a look from the Broncos at a $5 to $6 million deal. Guys like that who possibly can be able to help the team. But I think the Broncos have done a lot of damage right now in the free agency with the Wes Welker signing. But I'll give you one last guy to think about. Charles Woodson's visiting the 49ers right now. Now, if that deal doesn't go right, I'd look for him possibly to visit the Broncos as well.
And I'm going to tell you something. If he visits the Broncos and you guys are able to get him and you're able to get Cromartie, look out, AFC. Peyton Manning will be
capable of anything right now, Tony.
The Super Bowl. Look for Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl. If they can make all this come true, look for Peyton Manning to be in the Super Bowl. AB, man, it was a pleasure to have you here on the show. Folks in South Florida, I'm going to tell you, there's some things being worked on with me and VC here in South Florida. I'm going to tune you into it later before I go off the air. Possibly Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach. You may hear the VC and TS show coming to one of the local radio stations here in South Florida. Hey, B-Man, it was nice to have you on. I'll call you after the show, man. We got to talk because we got to get into a little bit of that and figure out how we're going to get that completed. Welcome, folks.
I look forward to it, Tony. Thanks again.
Thank you, man. It was a pleasure. Here we are, as I told you. Wednesday, March 13, 2013, at the last minute of the show. It was a pleasure having you guests listen to me and my guests here on the Tony Sands Show. We're signing off. Come each and every Wednesday with us as we talk sports here on the Tony Sands Show. Thank you and stay wise.
Already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raised in the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G.